Okay, you're on.
Right, boys, so let's come make a sickle what we learned yesterday, a summary of what we said yesterday. Very quickly, we learned to sell Ein Dalad, Singov, Hois Taliso Chagura al Mosnov. If he's got a talis which is over his loins, like a soiso in Mosnov, the matter, which covered him downwards. So we said there's an important thing, the limber can't be wrote as error. Yeah? So there must be a gap between the mila and the leaf. He said, if you've got that, alpha piece of Mosnov, the matter, or even though from the top upwards, completely uncovered, mutter nikris krishma. Which is what it says, krishma, brochos, everything's mutter. So we said, from a shulchan aruch, mashma lechatchila. From a shulchan aruch, mashma lechatchila, if you've got your swimming trunks on. Well, let's say you cover the bottom and you've got the top is completely open. That's mutter lechatchila. Mishnah Berurah says it's not pshat. Mishnah Berurah says it's very b'diavad. That's only b'shas hadchak. Only mutter b'shas hadchak if the top piece is uncovered. Then the machal carries on. Our lispal, but dam shmona esra, also ashi chasa liboy. The dam shmona esra, that's much worse. That's much more common. Mishnah Berurah explains over here why is tad the twilah chamura, why is shmona esra more chamur? When the person davens, he's got to look at himself as if he's in front of the king. When the davening is speaking with him, he said, "Sorry, he's got to stand with him in fear." So it's not a schom. So Shmona Esther is much more strict than it is with what you call it, than it is together with Krishna. Krishna, Brach, Tanto is all the same. So we said, what comes out from over here is that. It's very b'di'evet to say a barocha with a swimming trunk. So the marshal comes out, someone comes from the swimming pool, he comes out of the swimming pool, and he wants to make a barocha on a drink, he's very thirsty. The chatchila wants to dress himself properly, it looks like. If Rishas al-Chal, which one says it's awkward for him to do it, then he's allowed, the chayra, he'll be allowed to make the barocha with the swimming trunk on.
Is it better to stay in the water?
I'm not sure about that, someone else knows it is. It's clear water, which hopefully that swimming pool is, and I'm not sure you're getting at me. It's dirty water in your case, but it's not. So what we came out with yesterday is the Chora, the Shmona Esra is much more chol. Shmona Esra comes out. And there's no hetzer, the Chora, to daven with the person uncovered on top, and who are doing the shorts, the Chora. Which people weren't so happy with yesterday, and you know, I like to make my customers happy. Especially he's the boss over here, so I'm especially careful. So you have to be careful. So I looked around, I must have to look around quite a bit. It's not so simple as that. Why I think I'm saying is posh, I must say the truth. But I have to be masculine. There are Svorim who do seem to say, I looked at the Ishei Yisrael today, and the Ishei Yisrael, he brings over here, Tzorach Shiyam Menubash, Begodim Shem Achasim, is called Kufa Karoi. Persons be covered properly when he doubles. Better called for who had them shosh brocha is brocha who had them when you double any brocha. It says at the bottom here, lochein lo yamoi le spal im chasan katzor. The person shouldn't double in short trousers. Oy chulz the katzor, or with a short t-shirt. You shouldn't double. It's not the person should double that. Then he brings over here that some people say makom shiragin loch lelechas kach eshlochol. Some people say when you can go like this, there's a room to walk. I'm not sure. I must say someone quoted me a reference in Ravati Yosef. I looked at Shubra and Yosef Rabbi. Yosef talking about completely different things. He's talking about t-shirts, not talking about trousers. He's not talking about short trousers. And I asked the Rav today, my Rav that I normally ask, so far, I couldn't get hold of today, so I asked another Rav. He actually said, I could say over his name. I asked him, Bishara, what do you think? Because yesterday I came up with a chesh. I thought that if a person is stranded, in Moshe, someone asked yesterday, he's come back on his journey, he's in his shorts and his t-shirts. He's come back, he's in Italy or Spain, it's a boiling hot day, he comes back from his journey, and it's coming near to sunset. He wants to have a the mice has got nothing else to wear. What should he do? So I said, I can understand the person should wait to do Tashlumin and not down there. But ask this Rav today, he actually said that I could say his name, but I'm not going to mention his name. Anyway, it's a very chosh Rav. The Rav said to me like this, he said, it makes no difference Italy or Spain, wherever you are, you should make hachonas beforehand to make yourself covered. It's posh, it's not covered to daven in short sleeves and a t-shirt. I said, what happens if he hasn't got? He should make sure before he goes. He says, make sure he takes it on the journey. Something like that. I said, what happens to the mice if he hasn't got?
He got wet, got silk.
He hasn't got. He said, the mice if he hasn't got, he said, he wouldn't push off the tefillah, he would dumb like that.
He would.
But you're asking the chatchila to do is zikr not the right thing. Everyone seems to be saying it's not the right thing to be doing, and everyone should make the appropriate preparations. I mean, he takes his swimming costume with him, he takes all his nash for the journey, there's no reason why he can't take a long dressing gown, something around that he can put on when he dumbs as well.
Even if it's a derech,
it's still not covered. So a person would, even if it's a derech to go around it, but they mean that a chordic person, it wouldn't go around it.
What's called short sleeve? Here or here?
To Right, so that everyone else is really says that. From here downwards, no problem. Yeah, so up there, from up here onwards, is a problem. From up the elbow upwards, is really a problem.
Sleep.
Okay, let's move on to this week's topic.
Sure, how short is it from the knees?
The next topic, yes, that could be also, if you've got the short trousers going down, I mean the knees, that I don't know, could be better, that really, that could be better. There's a mock and a hockle there, that I really understand a bit better. But normal short trousers, I had people going short, I'm not going like that.
So basically, oh. Yeah, you haven't found any head at all. You're saying you're looking.
I'm not absolutely. No, the Ishi Yisrael brings someone, yeah, he brings such a person who says that a mock and a hockle, Ishi Yisrael.
She
invented her
own kit.
Ishi Yisrael says he should look at Ishi Mami, then he brings in the body, he brings over here in an Oregimo. I lekech lekata kemach to a mock of shirigim noches kein ef shilahoko. I don't know what that means.
Who is that, says that?
Lekha, it's called lekata kemach. It's famous safer, it's famous safer. So you have to look out, see what he says if you want to check out. What?
Ef
shilahoko. You know what I mean? You say, oh, we need to say, cloud call, check out. Someone called me today, provided nothing, Michael. I went to look out, it's true. I thought, it's not talking about shorts at all.
Ah, so it's talking about.
You know, this could be different. I'm saying, someone called me today, Ramadan Yosef is making with shorts. I saw someone printed me outside, he's printed there, shorts of butter, short trousers. So I said, let me go look at it. He's not talking about short trousers, he's talking about short shirts, he's talking about shirts. Okay, anyway, so let's move on to the next one.
It's only Shmonis.
Yeah. I'm saying the Chachil is about everything. Every bracha,
we put Shahakla.
Even the Shahakla.
You brought the original. You
got my sister. Shahazat Chach, where a person, the Moshe, has come out of the swimming pool, the Moshe is very thirsty, and it's a very big tilch of him to go and get his dressing gown to cover himself, something like that. Then he'd be allowed to make a bracha.
Who did you say originally? The first thing you said, the Chachil, the Mishnah Brook? Who are they?
What?
The Chachil, you make a bracha just in your shorts.
No.
Who did you say?
No, the Mechaba is much rather.
Mechaba
is much rather, but the Mishnah is not shy, yeah. You're right, the Mechaba is much rather. If you look at Losh Mechaba, the Mechaba is much rather. Okay, so let's move on to bread. Bread in the holiday places. So why? Let's start with bread. So what's happened to the bread? Chazal made a gezeira originally, made a few gezeiras. One of the gezeiras was to keep us away from mixing with non-Jews, and one of the gezeiras was not to have bread. The Ma'aseh said this gezeira wasn't makubal. But didn't get accepted in Klal Yisrael, interestingly. This gezeira was not makubal in Klal Yisrael. It wasn't as much, it was very hard to accept, and therefore they backed down on this gezeira to a certain degree. And whatever happens, the Chazal, it's a bit interesting what they allowed. The Ma'aseh said they allowed a person to have, in certain cases, pas palta. Pas palta means that the bread is definitely kosher. I mean, there's no shy there. I remember many years ago, I was learning in my house, someone came to me. Learning what he said to me, he doesn't understand. I've just been to Tesco, I've just checked the bread there, and he said there's absolutely nothing wrong with the ingredients. I said, I can't understand why I can't buy it. I said, you know what? I went to phone Dive West. I'm like, hey, why are you here? Let's phone him. Let's see what he says. So there and then, I phoned Dive West. I got to straight away, Roshem. And he picked up the phone and I asked him to shy. He said, don't touch it. I said, yeah, the person says to me, he can't understand what's wrong with it. There's no ingredients. He said, yeah. They didn't tell you that they smear the tins with animal fats.
Oh.
That bit they didn't tell you. So when we talk about pas palta,
it's not the ingredients.
I mean, so that's
a lard. They put lard on it.
Lard or something. But even though now the cookies are a bit better than I say, because they're vegetarian and everything. It's a no. I said this thing's just a no. So you can't rely on every pas of a non-Jew. That's all right. But the Chazal do allow pas palta. Pas palta means that the ingredients have been checked, and there's nothing wrong with the ingredients. It's all done by a commercial business. That's what he's doing. So Chazal do allow this. The shayla is when this heter applies. So some say that if you've got pas yisrael motzui, which the Ma'aseh seems to be a very strong thing like this, if pas yisrael is motzui, if you get yiddish bread, so the moshe, let's say over here. So there is, I think you can buy it in Tesco, you can buy pas palta. You have to do a shayla and give a hechsher on bread nowadays, which has been checked by the Ma'aseh that it's pas palta. That's no ingredients, treva. But if you're asking, if you've got pas yisrael mamish available, should you go for pas palta? There's a big mockum to say that one should go for pas yisrael. That one should try and go for pas palta. There are others who are lenient in a case of, first of all, where the bread tastes much better. I mean, the bread, what the first heter was, is I'll come to cheap in a minute. The bread is much better. It tastes much more tasty. The Yiddish pagodish of bread is much more tasty. That's one heter some people allow. Another heter some people allow is the type of bread one wants is not available in pas yisrael. I mean, let's say you want a rye bread. And they, I don't know what they do now, just give an example. Let's say pas yisrael, they haven't got rye. When you go in pas palta, that would be another head of some possible now. And the third head of some possible now, many possible don't allow this, but other possible do allow that if it's a difference in price, there's a substantial difference in price, then one will be allowed to go maybe for pas palta rather than pas yisrael. So now, someone is stuck, for example, in Italy or Spain, I don't know, wherever he is, in one of these places, where there's no other bread available, there's a mockum, a hockum, just a person. However, I must tell you, there was a very strong meaning amongst Klal Yisrael in Europe, certainly, owed to Pas Yisrael. So one has to find out what one's meaning is. But that is, if you're asking what the bottom line is, that is the bottom line. Halachically, if a person is stuck somewhere and there's no Pas Yisrael there...
Yeah, so
you have to know that. That's also hard to know. You have to, it's quite right, right? You have to make sure it's the Tafas. I'm saying you can't rely on what they tell you. That you can't rely on. You have to know for a fact that the Tafas says. So that is one. And second of all, the Maisa person has to know that, that's one, there's another thing. And it's not possible to bring kosher bread with him. That's also number two.
Can you go to a retail shop and a small baker shop and rely on what they say that don't put fat on it? No.
You can't
just go to.
What?
If you can't rely on it.
They've got the bread, they know. Even on the other days of the week, it's not shut up, it says paspalto. France used to be able to.
People do buy in France.
Yeah, then they know the bread's okay. You have to know what's going on.
Sometimes the chashash is that they use the oven for other things, or cakes.
You mean
use it for cakes?
Yeah, you have to know what's going on. You have to know for the people around you what's going on. That's number one.
Right.
What's the definition of palter that's been changed?
Commercial. He's doing it for selling. I mean, a private next to neighbour decides to sell bread. I'm not sure we've got here. It's a commercial business. That is what he's doing. He's designed to make it for the public.
It's merta.
That's what he's doing. Okay, next one is cholovakum. It's also very interesting, Gezeirah of Chazal. This is done to do with chasnas, actually, cholovakum. The reason why Chazal didn't allow a person to have milk that wasn't looked at by a yid, he didn't watch the shmir, he didn't watch the milking process, we're worried that the non-Jew added something trefe into it. So that's also a very interesting thing over here. And some poskim say that this whole gezeira is only applicable where there's non-kosher animals as well.
Okay.
But if you know in the herd everyone's got only kosher animals, the whole thing doesn't apply. The pre-cholosh. The maizer.
It's not called cholovakum.
What?
Even though you go into a shed and there's only a cow there and he comes out with a...
No, so it's pre-cholosh holds the whole distance pulls away.
It's still cholovakum.
No, it's mutter. It's chiddush, actually. You know what, guys, don't get too excited, I haven't finished yet. The pre-cholosh holds the maizer that if there's nothing in the herds around, which is normally don't milk anything else now, normally it's only cows they milk, yeah? Even if someone told me, Mashkia told me he was in Europe not so long ago in Poland, he said he came to a place, they were milking camels. He said he wouldn't leave what they're doing. It's a massive industry now in Poland. He said the camel industry, which he reckons is going to come over. Riley, it looks like cows over here. That's the pre-cholosh. But even so, even according to the pre-cholosh, a lot of poskim say that if you can transport milk easily from one place to another, lorries nowadays, even according to the pre-cholosh, it can be a problem. But one, because I'm sorry for others, men like you. The miser, if it wasn't looked at by a yeet, full stop. Don't make a difference. You know the herd's got nothing else there. You know that there's nothing in there, the goy's got nothing else, but you didn't watch the actual milking. Because I'm sorry for others that many possible take on, that is called cholovakum.
That's to be buy it in the farm, not in the shop.
What do you mean?
You know where the milk is.
No, of course you don't, yeah. But I'm saying, even generally, you know the miser's got nothing else. Yeah, you're right.
Abroad, you go into the shop, you can't.
Yeah, come on, you can't know. Why have we allowed many people take on this?
Why is different to other foods? You suddenly buy food, you suddenly buy things from...
Like what?
Things have a hasher.
Tomatoes, what?
Lemony. If there's not a hasher chasnas, and you're not worried about any traffic going to it, so what should be offered? Because there's no trace animals in the herd.
Once Chazal made a gezeira, you're right. When Chazal Bura Kotra made their gezeira originally, they were worried about cholovakum. And we asked it, that gezeira stands now, unless you can undo it. It's done, you can undo it. You have to undo it. You can't undo it. The only way to undo it. The only way to undo it now is to make sure he's watching it. He's not safe for a second. There is a big heter for Ramosha, which I must tell you myself. Ramosha was asked to shala by a yeshiva, yeah, who had a big expenses in getting the kosher milk. And they wanted to use cholakum. In the true itself, Ramosha says, the mice, if you ask me, I'd recommend you get cholam Yisrael. That's the truth. But you're asking us, ik hadin, Ramosha is a big kiddush, which is also a big question. This Ramosha says that since in America, the government controls are very strict. And if a person is caught, a farm is caught fiddling the milk, they put other things inside it. It's a hefty fine. That itself is like a shame. That is as good as someone watching it. So Ramosha is machadish, even though there's no one actually watching the milk. But the fact that someone, if they're caught, they will be in trouble, that is as good as a shmira. On this, many possibly disagree, and they say the miser, a yid has to watch it. There's no other way. If a yid doesn't watch it, there's no head. So this is a matter, because the possible one has to, I'm not getting stuck over here, just telling you what's going on. So those who want to be mako, who are using Ramosha, have to realize, first Ramosha was talking about America. In America, it could be the kenosis are much more steep than here over here. You have to know where you're going. You go to Italy or a place like Spain or a place like Romania. These places, you have to know if you've got the same rules there. They have to know what the government controls are. He was talking about as a hefty kenosis of a person's court doing something, and therefore that itself is a shmira. Stamas only to mekel because it's milk from an akum, that's not a heter emotion. Emotion was only talking about certain cases. So one has to know that. That's also an important thing to know. One has to know if it applies in England. I don't know what the rules are in England. I mean, I remember speaking to a farmer. He told me, as far as I remember, I spoke to him a while ago, the farmer told me that it goes, all the milk's taken to a central place, and there, I can't believe it's checked every day, or every so often it could be checked, which is scary. I mean, if they're caught doing something wrong, they could be in trouble. I asked him about the fine, which I don't remember what he told me. What happens if they're caught? What happens? What fine do they get if they're caught adding something in? Unfortunately, I don't remember. As far as I remember, I can't... You can't quote me on this, it wasn't so steep, it wasn't such a big thing. But I could be, I'm not 100% sure about that, so I can't, I'm not accurate, I can't remember now I'm saying that part, but it's an interesting point.
In Gibraltar, they rely on the Moshe very strongly. Although there is Benetora there and Coil and everything like that, a lot of them rely on
it. It's interesting
how. What are the farms there? What are the farms there?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, guys.
Is it farms mixed?
Okay, that's the one. That is about
farms
milk.
Mixed or not?
But they have the last thing is also very interesting. That is about eggs. I've just been doing a lot of homework about this over here. Believe it or not, eggs, brown eggs and white eggs, actually, what's the difference between brown eggs and white eggs? It actually doesn't depend on the chicken, really. You can have a brown chicken and a white chicken. It doesn't have to necessarily produce white eggs and brown eggs. Actually, interestingly enough, someone told me this a while ago, it depends on the earlobe, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It seems to depend on what colour the earlobe is.
I think the one.
If it's white earlobe. For some reason, that seems to affect the colour of the colour of the egg, whether it's brown or white. In this research I did, it's interesting what he says. He says actually that the brown eggs are better eggs than white eggs normally. In fact, he says red lob chickens tend to be larger than white lob chickens. They eat more. And therefore, he says, I've never realized, but he said brown eggs are more expensive than white eggs. I've never been into it. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it is.
More expensive because the marginal feeding costs are more like brown chickens than the other white chickens. So that's why it's more of an expense. Let's just go to one thing. Originally, in the times of Chazal, when a blood spot was found inside an egg, that was normally a chashash. There was an embryo starting to develop there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a zocher makeda, and there the blood spot was a sign of a fetus, of an embryo. And therefore, that egg remained osur. Nowadays, with the way they treat eggs, battery eggs, that chashash doesn't apply. The blood inside there is nothing to do with from a male, it's to do with the rupture of a vein. A vein is ruptured and makes a little bit of a blood, which only means that blood spot itself only is osur deed, really. That's strictly speaking, only that blood spot itself is osur deed. Lamaisa, all the poskim seem to take on, that we treat our eggs nowadays as olden eggs. And therefore, it's got a blood spot, one throws the old egg out. We do not differentiate between the eggs nowadays. Interesting, why not? But the mice of the apostle, Ramosha, and many other apostles say that nowadays we do not differentiate. We have our colours. That means, I'll tell you a colour, for example. Let's say a woman's making a batter. She's making a sponge cake. And she cracks the whole of the eggs. And she cracks them and puts them one after the other into the sponge cake. She cracks one egg. And one egg, she says, go into the batter. There's a blood spot in it. And it rolls into the batter. I mean, that's the whole time we were there. Even being the olden days, it could be a problem. But there, many postum are make, in that case, either if you can take the blood spot out, just take it out and leave the rest of the egg, because it will mix it. Or if you can't see, it's possible. Right, that's a bit more the colour. That is a colour they do, but ideally, we treat our white eggs nowadays exactly the same as they used to be. And therefore, an egg which has got a blood spot in, one does not eat. When a person's on holiday, very often white eggs are not available. For some reason, only brown eggs are available. Now, brown eggs are very much affected. I don't know what this reason, I've looked for this many times, I don't know what it is. Someone talks to the machinery, I don't know what pshat is. For some reason, brown eggs are much more common to have blood spots in. In fact, I was just speaking to a Rob a few days ago, he said to me, Lamaisa, he opened six eggs, he said, Rosen had blood spots in. I've also done it once before, Rosen had blood spots in. So, Lamaisa, brown eggs have to be checked. Now, I heard once someone saying that if you cook them, there's no problem.
You cook more than three, an odd number.
Oh, three is one. You find one, but I'm saying this, someone told me it's a heter. If you cook all the brown eggs together, you're not going to check it afterwards.
If you cook five eggs together, then what?
If you cook brown eggs, really, you should check eggs.
You're making hard-boiled
eggs. Brown eggs are very common. Brown eggs are very common.
You're making five boiled eggs with brown eggs. What do you do?
You're
making five boiled eggs, brown eggs. What do you do?
I'm not sure the chatchila you're allowed to boil five brown eggs.
Yeah.
No, you check it first, don't you? You have to check it
first. You can't check it. Before the hard-boiled eggs.
After who said you should boil it first?
You want to make egg and liver for Shabbos, not for Shabbos. You want to make liver, egg.
So what you should do then, you have to cook it, you take the risk, and then if you pass around the glassware, you have to throw it out.
All of them, no.
You have to look? You have to look? Do you have to look?
You have to look.
Once you've cooked them, you can eat them that way.
Yeah, I must tell you, brown eggs, you must realize a lot of them are chashash zocher. It could be the organic. A lot of the brown eggs are on top, you could be a chashash zocher. They're not all natural brown eggs. So that makes it much worse, yeah? As far as I know, brown eggs are the same problem. You tell me, don't check, I'll check it out.
So what's the whole thing of doing more than three, an odd number? What's the whole thing? Not to look.
Yeah, but not. If you find a blood spot, then it's bottom right, then you can eat there. You're not poisoning. I'm sure you found eggs, all right.
You said you have to look, you said.
When a person eats
more than three brown eggs.
Look, because you can assume it's all right. But a brown egg is much worse because a brown egg is very novice to find in there.
I'm talking about brown eggs.
What?
I'm talking about chatchila, boiling three brown eggs.
It's a chatchila to boil a fan achilles. Okay, I'll check it out. Fan achilles, like a chatchila, you can boil a brown egg on the smach. No ramp cap. So you can find often roiled in the world. That's what it's like.
I know.
All right, boys, so happy holiday, everyone.
Great, thank you very much.